Children, can anyone tell me what special worship services are coming soon? Yes?
Easter.
And there's another one.
Palm Sunday.
Yeah. Palm Sunday. Yep, Palm Sunday. So those are two wonderful services. First, Palm Sunday is a celebration of the Lord coming into Jerusalem, where everyone's saying, Hosanna in the highest, and celebrated him as the king. And then Easter, of course, is when the Lord rose again. But can anyone tell me what very sad thing happened in between Palm Sunday and Easter? The Lord got crucified. Now, the disciples were very sad and surprised by this, but the Lord knew it was going to happen. In fact, long, long before he was born, there was a prophecy that said he would be counted with the transgressors. It means he would be counted as a criminal. And so when the Lord was crucified, he wasn't crucified by himself. There were two other people who were crucified with him. And they were guilty, they were criminals. But was the Lord guilty? Had he done anything wrong? You can all say if you know.
No.
Yeah. So we're going to read this story about these two other people who are crucified with the Lord. They're called malefactors or evildoers. And see, they both talk to the Lord, but see if they treat him the same way. We read now from the gospel or good news according to Luke chapter 23. And there were also others, two malefactors led with him to be slain or killed. And when they had come to a place called Skull, there they crucified him and the malefactors or evildoers, one on the right hand and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. He's talking about the people who crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And dividing his garments, they cast lots to see who would get his clothes. And the people stood beholding or watching. And the rulers with them also derided or made fun of him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And an inscription was also written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors or evildoers who were hanged blasphemed him. That means to mock or make fun of God, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. So he's saying, if you're the Christ, if you're the Messiah, save yourself and us. But does it sound like he really believes that the Lord could save him? No, because he's blaspheming him. He's not honestly asking the Lord for help. But now, notice what the other malefactor, the other evildoer says. But the other, answering, rebuked him. It means he told him that he was doing something wrong. He said, saying, Dost thou not fear God, because thou art in the same judgment? Look, we're all getting crucified together. Don't you have any fear of God? And we indeed justly, for we receive the worth of what we have committed. So he recognized that he'd done wrong and he deserved to be punished. But this man has committed nothing amiss. The Lord, he's recognizing that the Lord hasn't done anything wrong. They're guilty, but the Lord has done nothing wrong. And he said to Jesus, Remember me, Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise or in heaven. So, did those two malefactors treat the Lord in the same way? What do you think?
No.
Oh. What was the difference? What were some of the differences between the way they talked to the Lord? Yeah?
One of them said he was doing something wrong.
Yeah, one of them was not even caring who had done wrong or not. He was making fun of the Lord. Yep. And what was the other one like? That's fine. Met the malefactor. He rebuked the other one. Yep. Well, it's interesting because he recognizes that he'd done wrong and he deserved to be punished. And he also recognized that the Lord was good and innocent and had done nothing wrong. So he was able to tell the difference between good and evil. And that's why he was able to believe in the Lord, because he recognized the difference between good and evil. He recognized that of himself, on his own, he had really messed up and he deserved to be punished, and that the Lord had done nothing wrong. And so he asked the Lord to help him. And so the same goes for us. When we get in trouble, maybe, we can choose. Do we make fun of the Lord? Do we get angry at him? Or do we, no? Right, yes?
We ask for help.
We ask for help. And we also recognize the difference between good and evil, and that we're in evil, and the Lord is not, that the Lord can lift us out of evil and carry us into heaven. Amen. Please rise.